Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. One of the neatest things going on down at Mercer County High School, it's in its first year, is the podcasting club. And Griffin Kernan is a senior. He is involved in that. So tell me, Griffin Kernan, how fun is this podcasting club thing down at Mercer County High School?
It's really fun, Jim. This is the first year it's been going, like you just said. And but Ruggles been talking about this, doing this for years. And it's always, thought it was always a neat idea. This is something that not a lot of other schools have given an opportunity to their students to do. And for somebody who's been interested in podcasts for a couple of years now, I leapt at the opportunity when he first came out with this club. It's a really fun club. We come in once or twice a week. We talk about what we're going to do in our next episodes. I get to bring in guests for my student interview, and I get a lot of freedom to do what I want. And I choose the student interviews based on certain subjects, and it gets really fun. Like, the kids who come in want to be there. The kids who do the podcast really want to be there. And we have a lot of fun on the podcast.
Yeah, so, this is the first year of doing it. So what have you learned about it all? Apparently you're not shy about being behind the microphone. Turn that thing on and let's have a conversation.
Yeah, I'm not shy about being behind the microphone. But yeah, we've all learned about different aspects of podcasting. We learned about the editing process. Not all of us, because some of us are more friendly with a microphone than others. We've learned about how sponsorships work. We've learned about learning how our voice sounds, because even that, when you record your voice or when you listen to it, it can sound really odd at first, especially when you first get into this.
So I guess I'll ask you, Griffin Kernan, are you talking in your podcasting voice right now?
I always am. I like to say that I'm always in my podcast voice. I always have a naturally loud or booming voice, so it translated into podcasting pretty well. In fact, what's funny is that I've learned how to quiet myself.
Well, and I think the one thing that podcasting has taught us, and I say this, is there's substance in podcasting, because it's not a confined 15-second soundbite. It's not a 2-minute interview where you can really sit down and talk to people about different things. And I always tell people in this business, regardless of where you're at, in whatever occupation you're in, or whatever location you're at, everybody has a story within that place. I mean, that's true down at, I mean, there's about, the enrollment down there is about 400 students and probably 30 to 50 staff members and 20 support staff members, and every one of those people have some type of story, if you can get them on that microphone, and usually compelling, something compelling about their life too.
Yeah, absolutely. I can certainly attest to that fact. One of the best freedoms of bringing your own guests is knowing when you have a story to tell. I usually bring in guests who I know have an interesting story, who have accomplished something great. Even if we're not even talking necessarily about what they've done, listening to people who have accomplished a whole lot while they were at Mercer County, and spreading that experience to people like sophomores and freshmen and people who are coming in for the first time, or getting their name out there, that's one of the best parts about being in the podcast club. You really get to shine a light on people who are really special, teachers, students, even sometimes ourselves in those student talks, you learn something new about your hosts.
And that's what's great about it, because it's not only within that building where you get students and staff, but I know you've had, you branched out and you've had community members come in and do stuff. I was honored to get a chance to be interviewed by the students a couple of months ago. And I think that's really great, because it really gives a different perspective when students ask a question and not an adult. Because it's always about the lens that you're looking through to ask that question, and you say, "Well, wow, I didn't think that." And is that one of the neat things as you go along about you're kind of able to develop maybe your presentation and get more comfortable behind the mic? And I know you research your topic or whatever, but you feel more comfortable, and you can have a more natural ability where maybe you don't have to look back on the cheat sheet and talk about different things. There's a comfort level of getting behind that microphone.
Absolutely. When I first started doing my student interview segment myself, I wrote a very detailed outline, and I tried to stick to that as much as I possibly could, because I am really uncomfortable with not being in the control of the situation. At least I was at first. I wanted to know exactly what I was going to say and let the other person have the freedom to say whatever they want. But I learned over time that not even an outline is going to save you. You don't know what your guest is going to say. So over time, I've learned how to just stop writing so much. I still write parts of questions. I still write cues to what question I ask where. But over time, I've gotten less and less organized and detailed with what I'm going to write for my questions. And sometimes, like the last interview with Mr. Hogan Searing, I came in and I actually mostly winged it. And that sounds kind of bad, but when you've been doing this for a while and you start practicing these interviews, it's actually more of a good thing that you know what to say on the spot instead of trying to write everything and organize everything ahead of time.
All right. So you winged it in your podcasting pants and your podcasting voice. But, you know, the great thing about interviewing that I've learned, and it's still, it's a process that you have to continue to learn, you know, even if you've been doing it for 30 years like me. And I think the best advice I ever got was, it's not asking the question, it's listening to the answer. And when you listen to the answer, that's when you know that you can ask the follow-up question. If you're really engaged, it's not so much the question you ask, it's the answer they give, and then segueing off that question. I'm sure you're learning some of that too.
Funny you mention that, because that's actually the main reason why I stopped writing so much of my outlines, especially when we first got my first interview in there. We had Bella Cuellar, and now I didn't expect her to give as much of a detailed answer or as much of an in-depth analysis of what she is and who she is as she did. And it was so intriguing to actually get her in there and talk about that. And I was really impressed. And afterwards, I actually stopped writing my own responses and I started pivoting. I actually went off the script by the end of the episode because I just was feeling the answers and I knew what to say.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too, and it's great that, you know, you're getting involved in multimedia, because we're such, that's how we live in this society, you know, being comfortable with digital media. How much have you learned in this process so far by doing this?
I've learned quite a bit, actually. I've learned, certainly, that you can really use this to great effect to get a message out there. Whether that message is, like I said earlier, putting a spotlight on some really great kids or highlighting certain aspects that you wouldn't think of in your community members, it kind of provides almost like a public square where people can listen to ideas thrown freely, kind of like a modern version of a forum in like ancient Rome or Greece.
Yeah, perfect, man. And then the other thing, too, that I think is neat is that when you're engaged in, you know, a media type of presentation and you have a guest, you know, the one big issue is you know they have to be comfortable, because immediately when they see the microphone in front of them or they see a headset maybe the host is wearing or a mixing board, you know, you have to remind them and say, hey, we're sitting at a coffee table at McDonald's, or we're eating lunch in the lunchroom at Mercer County High School or whatever. You have to sit 6 feet apart or whatever, right? The COVID restrictions are. But I mean, that's the other thing that too, going into these interviews sometimes, is you just have to say, hey, you know, I know there's microphones here, but remember, this is a conversation between you and I, is how it works, right? I mean, is that your delivery too?
Yeah, I try to make my podcast segment and the other kids make their podcast segments as much about a conversation as possible. We have even had an entire segment, Student Talk, which is basically an unscripted conversation. And I don't get to do that all the time, but it is one of my favorite things to do if I ever get the chance to do it, because we just simply go in there with three topic sentences. We just go one, two, and three, and we just let the sparks fly from there. We have some really interesting dialogue. We learn some things about each other. The other day, we were talking about some of our favorite chocolates, and those are things you find out about people. Now, it might be pretty small and innocuous compared to some of the bigger stuff, but it's just interesting how you find out about your host and in my case, I have found out about your classmates through some of these conversations you have in the podcasting room.
Yeah, have kids been pretty receptive? I mean, when you say, hey, you want to come on the podcasting club, and can I give you the once-over and grill you? Getting the course.
Absolutely. I don't think I've had a single podcast guest turn me down yet, and everyone who comes in there wants to be there.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I tell you, I love, when Mr. Ruckel told me about the idea, I said, man, that's great that Mercer County is doing that. Now, from an interview standpoint, do you watch the business? Like, do you watch somebody on television or whatever, or a podcast where you pick up something from and not necessarily copy the style, but are maybe influenced by it a little bit?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I've listened to several podcasts, and that's kind of where I get my tips and tricks on how to conduct a smooth interview. If any of you listen to, like, Pod Save America, or if you listen to some of the more interview-based podcasts, they'll have a segment at the end when they do an interview with somebody important, whether that be a data analyst, a politician, or somebody who works in the political field, and they'll have a pretty concise, informative interview where they even themselves, they went over their process, they have a very loose outline like I talked about, and then they basically just try to pivot off of whatever they say, and they try to make it an interesting dialogue about certain issues. Now, I'm not going that much in depth when I talk to my interview guests. I'm not trying to figure out how to solve global warming or anything like that, but it is an interesting thing to learn, especially when you're having a conversation like that. Even if you're not on the podcast, it's a very interesting and very useful thing to have when you're talking to people in the real world.
All right, so then an offshoot of the podcasting club is something you're going to do on your own, right? Involving
yes.
Looking at past presidential elections.
That's right.
So tell us about this project.
So Ruggles gave us the opportunity to come up with our own podcast, podcast in the future on top of the school podcast, and he said that we can do whatever we want as long as it was school appropriate. And I decided that something that can combine my interest in civics and social studies as well as trivia and pop culture, I thought a really good idea was to go over past presidential elections. Now, a lot of people think of these things as old relics of the past that aren't relevant in today's discourse anymore, but you can learn a lot about our country's history, civics, economics, political systems through just the lens of looking at presidential elections, looking at how people voted, and you can really tell what kind of ideas are popular, and it's almost like a snapshot in time of how America has grown as a society from the colonial ages to now.
All right, so you know, this is the great thing about kids today that have an opportunity to take advantage. I mean, anybody can start a podcast if they want to do it, just need to find a platform and do it. Now, I think you could do it on a regular basis, like your own. When I talk to you, I'm like, that dude, Griffin Kernan, could do a podcast because he's well-versed in a lot of different things. But I know there's a lot of people that try to start podcasts and they stop them. And my only recommendation or advice, if you do it, because eventually it's going to catch on, because that's how you pick up an audience. You want to do something like that going
yeah.
forward?
The
Griffin Kernan podcast brought to you by whatever.
Yeah, I've actually given some thought to starting up a podcast once I leave school. One of the reasons why I thought it was a major opportunity to come in and do this podcast is because I could learn about podcasting, the tips and tricks. I could succeed and fail in a very safe environment and learn the lessons I need to learn going forward. I've always given thought to making my own podcast show in the future, whether that be joining the podcast club at my college or even just buying my own set and going solo, or having a group of people to come in, or doing something similar to presidential elections or show where it's more of a dialogue-based history show, something along those lines. I could do anything I want, and I've learned all I need to know to do that in the future.
All right, and I know Griffin Kernan is a senior at Mercer County High School. He's going to Grinnell College in Iowa next year. Before we wrap up, it's great learning about this podcasting club, and I know the Mercer County School District, they always post the latest episode on their digital media platforms. You can find it at the Mercer County High School Facebook page or whatever. It's great. I mean, the kids do a great job with different topics. So you're a wrestler, And I'm hoping, you know, I know the IHSA has said as we speak today, you're going to get a season, but it's going to be weird. It's going to be the end of the school year, and I think graduation will have taken place and the season will still be going on. What about wrestling during a pandemic and getting a senior year, and weird, it's going to be in the spring running all the way through June?
Well, it is going to be weird. This doesn't feel anything like a normal season. If this were a regular year, our season would be getting down to the wire. We'd be getting down to our last tournament and getting down to regionals about now. But right now, we're not even in season. We still have open gym going, so I can get back into the room and get back in shape and get everybody else in the room and back in shape, because it's been over a year since a lot of those guys wrestled. But it's going to be a weird season. We're only going to have about 7 dual meets as far as we know right now. And there may be a tournament in the works, but I can't really know for sure. All I know is that we're going to have about 7 duels, and they're going to be all local teams. It doesn't feel like a normal season, but it's better than really nothing.
Yeah, amen. All right, so how are you dealing with COVID then and going to school? I mean, it's great that Mercer County, I'm shocked that we've been able to stay in school all year long for those students that have wanted to stay in class. Feels good, I assume, to get the whole, and hopefully we get the finish line. And maybe we'll even get an in-person graduation, who knows.
And that's on the really good job the administration has done on making sure the school is safe and healthy enough to keep running. There have been plenty of schools that have not been able to do this, and we are one of the only area schools that's been open for the entirety of the school year, regardless of any COVID issues. Now, we had a couple snow days, but that's not necessarily a COVID cause. I would really say that the fact that we were able to we've been able to track people, we've been able to play it safe with symptoms. A lot of people complain about it. I've heard it a lot, but honestly, it's the reason why we're still in school. It's the reason why kids are still able to come in and learn. And even though it does involve some risk going in person every day, even though you're wearing a mask, it's much better than learning online, where we don't have all the resources necessary to give a streamlined educational service through just simply Google Classroom assignments.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you've been listening to Griffin Curran. He's a senior at Mercer County High School. He's on the wrestling team and on the podcasting club. And that thing's pretty neat. Again, they post the latest episodes on the Mercer County High School Facebook page. Enjoy the rest of your senior year, Griffin. You're doing a great job. And enjoy your college years as well. And we'll be looking for you on digital platforms moving forward. Keep up the great work, young man.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.